Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Digital Audio Health by Cymatrax.
It's Al Cole from CBS Radio, and I want to tell you about a Renaissance woman who excels at everything she puts her innovative mind to. And you know, I'm going to start it out like this. What would you say if I told you that I was going to introduce you to a lady who is a very successful business entrepreneur and a world-class creative force as a realtor, interior designer, hosts charity golf tournaments for wildlife, and is the cutting-edge author of the stunning Magical Forces Within?
Well, Al, I'd say make the introduction, brother. I've just been dying to learn some of all of those things from somebody who sounds like a real magnetic lady. Well, you're in luck, because not only can you learn about the fabulous life accomplishments of this woman, whose name happens to be Rhonda Grant, but week in and week out, Rhonda will introduce you to some of the most exciting guests on the planet as she hosts her own awesome podcast, The Rhonda Grant Show, on Contact Talk Radio. Week to week, Rhonda skillfully weaves the magical forces within her with the extraordinary discoveries in the sometimes ordinary lives of her guests who blossom before your very eyes through the guidance and know-how of such a skilled and sensitive host as Rhonda Grant. You got to check it out. Check out all the action at RhondaGrantAuthor.com. That's RhondaGrantAuthor.com. To witness the extraordinary discoveries in otherwise ordinary lives. And I hear some of you asking right now, well, Al, how do you know all this? I'll tell you. It's because I weave some of the same magic on my own nationally syndicated show called People of Distinction. It's all about humanity at its best. Every guest with extraordinary things to say about the magical forces within life itself. Get it? So check them out. The Rhonda Grant Show, Extraordinary Discoveries in Ordinary Lives, and People of Distinction, created by me, Al Cole from CBS Radio, now hosted by my amazing son, Benji Cole. You can check out People of Distinction on Apple Music or email me for exciting updates on my music and my books, too, especially Romance for Women on Amazon. Email me at al@alcoholic.com. You heard me right. That's A-L. At alcoholic.com. And I really want to thank my CBS Radio listeners for coming up with that handle, Alcoholic. Seems like from day one, my listeners have been saying, Al, we love what you're doing there, brother. In fact, we're hooked on it. We're Alcoholics. So here we go in classic form with a swing of a golf club as she hosts another charity golf tournament for wildlife and another incomparable Rhonda Grant show. So all together, everybody, here's Rhonda.
Welcome to the Rhonda Grant Show. Sometimes the universe has a way of placing people or obstacles in your path to help guide and direct you on your mission. Listen in as we discover the path my guest has traveled. Have they been inspired by a calling, crafted their journey, or a bit of both? I invite you to embrace the conversations and to use them to recognize if they may be happening in your life. My guest today is Carolyn Russ. Carolyn is a woman who has taken the challenges of life and repurposed them for good. Her favorite title is Mimi. Upon being diagnosed with breast cancer in 2005, she learned about the power of whole food nutrition and feels compelled to share that message with others. Her motto is Dream Big, All Things Are Possible. She loves to say that her mission is turning lemons into lemonade. She believes the answer to how is yes. She now has more energy, more passion, and more purpose, and is on a mission to help families achieve optimal health in all areas of their life. Welcome to the Rhonda Grant Show, Carolyn.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yes, it's really nice to have you on the show, Carolyn. And I'm just wondering, do you feel that you healed your breast cancer with nutrition? Because this is the powerful message.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say I healed it, nor that it's a process. So I learned about this encapsulated fruit and vegetable product when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer. And what I have learned is that if you fuel your body well and you flood your body with fruits, vegetables, and berries, your body will then take over and it will do the healing. So,
okay.
And you kind of have to, I always felt like God was in charge of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's powerful. And so where did you find the fruits and vegetables and all of that in order to help you heal?
Well, a friend reached out to me when I was first diagnosed, and he said, "How did this happen to you? You're the healthiest person I know." And that kind of was because we had been walking life together. I have a disabled child with Williams syndrome. I thought I knew a lot, and I guess I did, but I didn't know enough. And so that was really the initial impetus for me to be willing to always be teachable and look for answers. And that's kind of where the answer to how is yes came from. And so a friend told me, invited me to a wellness presentation. I heard a doctor speak. I learned that this product, it's called Juice Plus, had, you know, at that time, 14 clinical pieces of research. The thing that excited me the most, that it was proven to repair and DNA, and mine had been damaged. So that was exciting to me at the time, and it gave me hope.
And you had a time in your life when you were a school teacher and you taught biology. You were interested in biology. So when you did your own research on this product, you were impressed by the actual process that the body undergoes when it is being treated by all this fantastic nutrition. Can you speak to us about that? Because a lot of people don't know that. I mean, I'm thinking, geez, you know, if I had an apple, an orange, a salad today, I think about that one thing that I need to get into my body every day to think that I am doing my part to stay healthy. But sure, there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And so, I mean, I didn't know anything. I thought I ate pretty well. We tried to eat as much organic as you could. You got to realize this was a number of years ago, and it might not have been as readily available. But, you know, most of what I was doing nutritionally was what I wasn't eating. And no one ever told me that I needed to flood my body with fruits and vegetables. But I'm somebody who likes to know, and you're right, the biology teacher in me kicked in.
Yes.
And it didn't kick in too hard right at first, because I was just scared.
And oh, yes.
This, it just gave me hope that there was something out there that I could control. And I showed it to my oncologist. I was treated at Ohio State University. And she said, "I want you to eat 10 to 13 fresh raw fruits and vegetables every day for the rest of your life."
And that's a lot.
Yeah, and that was the recommendation of the American Cancer Society. So when I showed her that I could get 30 plants in a capsule, she was like, "Oh, this will be great. It'll fill in the nutritional gap for you." And I was like, "How do you know?" And she said, "Well, I'm a doctor and I can read. And the label is a nutrition fact label. It's got a whole list of what's in it, which is just fruits and vegetables. It's not a supplement. I don't want you to take a supplement." I didn't understand that at the time, but she was and still is a wonderful doctor. And I was so grateful. She had actually hired somebody to work with her chemo patients to help them get more plant nutrition in their body as they went through chemo. And I just saw her a couple of weeks ago, and she was just, you know, thrilled at how well I've done over the years. And, you know, when you go into a place like that, it's like my worst nightmare, my least favorite day of the world for the year. And there are so many incredibly sick people there. And it's depressing. And so over the years, and it was a process. It didn't happen overnight. By the time I got through chemo and radiation, it was about a 9-month time frame. So I kind of like to think of that as my rebirth. It takes 9 months, you know, to create a new human being. And I came out the other end a completely different person. And there's just so much research out there. You only have to Google, you know, anything you want about nutrition and cancer or nutrition and health. And everybody's talking about that today. And the nutrition that we have in our country, we are one of the sickest countries actually in the world. And it's because we can afford to buy junk food, expensive junk food, you know?
It's interesting to note that when you were diagnosed with cancer, it was then that a person, a doctor, said that you need to eat 10 to 13 servings of fruit or vegetables a day. I mean, I think that we need to be doing that now instead of waiting until we have cancer, because it changes your life remarkably. And going to the cancer unit and seeing very sick people is really depressing, because you're not sure how sick you are going to get or if you're going to get better.
You're right. It was a very, very scary time. But I had faith, and, you know, I have 3 children.
Yes.
Who really, my family is probably the most important thing to me in the whole wide world.
Oh, yes.
And at that time, I think I might have had 1 grandchild. And I wanted to live to see them go through school. I want to dance at their wedding. But the other driving force for me has always been our youngest daughter with Williams syndrome, who will never be able to live totally independently. So the other piece of this that was totally unexpected for me was, oh my gosh, and I work, but, and I didn't say any of this in the information that I gave you, but I worked for a non-public school that I wrote the charter to become chartered with the state as a non-public special needs school in the state of Ohio. And I had taken Rebecca there years ago, and I had just kind of kept being involved and hanging around when she went off to school. And I saw how those kids ate, and I saw how Rebecca's peers with Williams syndrome ate, and their nutrition wasn't good. And so that's when I kind of put on my biology teacher hat, and I started thinking, you know, if we could get really good nutrition into these kids,
yes,
change their level of function and their outcome. So, you know, prevention is key for all populations. And none of us eat the number of fruits and vegetables we need every day. This is a pretty simple way to do it. But we also fill our bodies with things that are not real food, and our bodies don't recognize that.
Like what? Can you give us an example of what that might be?
Oh yeah, potato chips or Snickers or
any
processed food. But the statistic that has just always stood out to me is 75 to 95% of chronic disease is preventable. So later on, you know, initially I was excited. MD Anderson had done a research study on cancer patients, and they, in the initial study, they had them eating 10 fresh raw fruits and vegetables a day. And their outcome, these were ovarian cancer survivors, which is a very difficult process because it's diagnosed late in the, it's not found very easily. And these women were having better outcomes than their peers who were not eating fruits and vegetables And then they were just eating what we call the sad standard American diet.
Okay.
And so I learned that they then took made another group and compared them to the 10 a day group, and they ate 5 a day and took Juice Plus. And in both cases, flooding their bodies with fruits and vegetables increased their quality of life, and their survivabilities were longer. But the Juice Plus group, interestingly, had a better outcome. So they were eating 5. I don't even know how anybody eats 10 a day without some help.
Mm-hmm.
And then taking Juice Plus, and their outcome was greater than the 10 a day group. And I just have to applaud the women in the study, because they had to comply. And they did this study for like 10 years. So I'm impressed with all of the people that participated. But, you know, that really encouraged me and gave me hope too, because MD Anderson is a well-known cancer institute. And when you're in that position, you're looking for things to give you hope.
Oh, yes.
And I had no control. You have to kind of understand, I was a crunchy granola mom. So mm-hmm. We didn't take medications. We used homeopathy and cranial sacral stuff and all kinds of different things, which are more common now than they were then, probably. And so I was giving up control to do something that was just really foreign to my way of thinking. But this made me believe that I could make a choice to do something good for myself.
And it went further than that. You also found a difference with your daughter. And what is the name of the syndrome that she has? Are you saying Williams?
Williams.
Right,
like
syndrome.
Bill, but Williams. Uh-huh. It's a genetic condition.
Okay.
And so at conception, the 7th chromosome lines up crooked, and part of that chromosome has an elastin gene, and that drops off. So with this group, depending on the length of the material on the chromosome that's lost, they have little or no elastin in any cells of their body. So that creates a cognitive issue, processing issues. Some of them have a stenosis of the aortic valve. Some of them have surgery. Some of them outgrow it. Some of them don't make it. We didn't have any of that. And when all that happened, we just knew that we had a child that wasn't developing properly. And that was a challenging time. I always thought that was my new normal in life. You know, I had left teaching. The kids said, oh, she must be having a baby that day, because she would not miss giving us this test for anything. and so I loved being a mom. And I had, you know, a lot of challenges with how to take care of everybody, but some one person needed more than the others. And so there's always that mommy guilt, you know, that somebody's getting left out.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was actually failure to thrive and rehospitalized and fed with an NG tube and an IV for, you know, as a newborn. And we just didn't know what it was. There wasn't a way to diagnose it at that time. Now there is. So that's, you know, great.
Oh, product. So in the beginning, you didn't even know that what she had?
No.
Oh, no. Dear. That must have been frightening.
It was, but I don't know. There's something in my DNA that I think it came from my dad.
Okay.
It always makes me believe. He told me that as a little girl, if I broke something, I would just say, scotch it, daddy, scotch it. So I guess I always thought anything that was broken can be fixed. And we just started looking for solutions. So I was a Lachey League leader. These women believe every baby on the face of the earth can breastfeed. So they came to my rescue and they gave me information about pediatric developmental therapies. I had never heard of any of that kind of stuff. And, but I was a little desperate, and I just felt like there had to be something. Certainly somebody out there knew more than I did. And so people came to my rescue, and I've always been so grateful. And I think that at that point, I don't know if I was bargaining with God or just praying, but I was saying, you know, if you'll help me help her become all that she can become, I will share that with anybody. I was fascinated. Probably the biology side of me was like, there is a world out here that nobody else knows of. There are clinics of people with neurologically damaged children that are, you don't see that. It wasn't in a hospital. It was in a kind of a clinic for developmental therapies. And so I was grateful. I mean, I've not even met anybody since then who was ever introduced specifically to that. And so I've shared a lot with people about that. I love to talk to families who have disabled children, because I've just seen incredible things when we change their nutrition, autism and ADD. It's just, I mean, there's, as you know, there's kind of a spectrum there, but the Williams kids have done really, really well once we change their nutrition. And so their cognition has gotten better. Their ability to function has gotten better. Lots of times, children with Williams syndrome have a variety of things going on besides just the genetic piece. And it's kind of attached to the genetic piece, I guess. But so, you know, I've seen kids get off of blood pressure medication. Anxiety is a piece of Williams syndrome. And I've seen people get off lots and lots of medication. And it's so much fun because these kids just blossom, and they have wonderful personalities. And just to see them thrive. So that's kind of where my branding of myself, if you will, became Vitality Hunger for Life. Because I think what everybody wants in this world, whether you're young, you're old, whether you're male or female, whether you're abled or disabled, everybody wants the best vitality that they can have. So I'm 72, still running strong, and probably fueled by this need to stay healthy and live long, because we don't have a solution for the long term. Where does Rebecca live when we're gone? And so we really do fight for our health. And I think your health is worth fighting for.
Oh, it sure is. People don't realize how important their health is until they become sick or until they have a child that needs help, and you need to do a lot of investigation on trying to get them help. You are listening to the Rhonda Grant Show right now, whose podcast is being treated by Digital Audio Health by Symetrex. And I am speaking today with Carolyn Russ. How many people reach out and connect with you, Carolyn?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's one at a time, whoever I can help at a time. So a little of what happened over time, initially, at the very outset, I really wasn't working. I mean, I didn't have a job that was a 40 hours paycheck. And so I brought this information home to my husband, who's an engineer, who's always skeptical. And we watched this video, and he was like, oh, that sounds really great. And I said, good, because we're going to all do it. So that would have been him, Rebecca, and me. And he said, well, that's great. How are you going to pay for it? And I said, well, you know, God's led us on this crazy path in life where, he's always provided. So I don't know, but we're going to put it on a credit card for today, and then we'll figure that out. And I asked the gal who had shared it with me, if you buy enough of this stuff, can you get a discount? And the answer was yes. And I said, okay, I want the discount. So I was committed that I was never going to tell anybody about this, because we did so many different things that were not necessarily traditional. Mm-hmm. My family kind of thought I was crazy because we did a lot of, we did homeopathy a lot. It's really fascinating because so many people came into my life that I did not know anything about. So we found a PT about an hour and 20 minutes away, threw all the kids in the car, drove down there once a week. And she's the one that introduced me to homeopathy, but the homeopath lived about a mile from my house. And she was world famous. She'd written a book and it was just, you know, meant to be, I guess. And so through all of that, I think that people sort of, I mean, I would see people in the grocery store. I was bald. And they would say, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think I'm doing? I'm recovering. <Yes. laughs> And they said, no, but you're doing something. And I said, well, I found this product and it's called Juice Plus. So people kind of found me somehow. I mean, this was before social media was so popular. And right. And then the rest of the story became curious. And my husband had worked for IBM, big company, thought you would work there the rest of your life. And he came home one day. This was long. Rebecca was probably 4 or 5, but long before the breast cancer piece. And he said, well, I don't have a job. And I'm like, okay, so I'm not working and you don't have a job. So he said, we're going to have to come up with something else for our retirement. So we read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad and took the severance package and bought our first property. And over a period of years, we ended up with many properties because it seemed like a pretty safe way of investing. And so I was busy doing that, taking care of the family. And I said, I'm just really not going to share Juice Plus with anybody. But then I could not do that mm-hmm. because it was so profound. And it was helping a few people. The little school that I worked for, we did a presentation there. And the moms were, so we have this program that if an adult takes Juice Plus, the child gets it free for 4 years. And the moms were like, oh my gosh, our kids wouldn't touch a fruit or vegetable. And I already knew that because I watched how they ate. And so they were thrilled. And somehow this business was launched for me and kind of kicking and screaming. But it was Rick who kind of had the vision for it, interestingly. He was super busy. So he's flying all over the country doing all kinds of corporate America stuff in the mm-hmm. Technical world, and I'm home and running apartment stuff, being the landlord, and I just didn't have time for one more thing. But then I didn't have time not to, because there were people that were in need. And so he looked at the marketing plan, and this isn't to try to recruit anybody, it's to create a little vision for some things that are possible, because I never thought of any of this. I mean, I didn't think of myself as an entrepreneur. I just was a mom. I mean, I had great education, but I still was a mom at heart. And so he said, you know, I think you should do this, Carolyn, because you love to help people. And I think you would be a natural at it. Well, I didn't believe in myself nearly as much as a lot of other people did. But when I saw that they had a full healthcare benefit package, when you reach the highest leadership position of the company, which is national marketing director, you get it all. And it was just like what he had with IBM or Teradata or any Oracle, any of the companies he had worked for. And I started to think, well, you know, when he retires, then Rebecca won't have insurance anymore. She wasn't the kid who was going to go off to college, get a job, have their own health insurance. And health insurance was really, really important to me. So this was the whole package plus more. And because there's like a piece for reimbursement, tuition reimbursement, and some other nice things. And so we looked at each other and said, well, let's just see how far we can take it and what it will do. So we did achieve that position a few years ago. Well, we had created LLCs for our real estate business. And I started talking to the attorney because Rebecca is on a Medicaid waiver. And I know this goes all over the world, so I don't know what kind of services, but in Ohio, you have access if you knock on the right doors. I mean, there's waiting lists and all that kind of stuff. So it's not like you just fall into it, but she was on a waiver. And that provides a provider to take her and do things that normal people can drive and go do themselves, right? Like the grocery and the bank and get your hair cut and take a walk and all that kind of stuff. And so you can't have any money if you want to keep that waiver. And her paycheck was growing and we had to report it on taxes and to Social Security. And so don't anybody rat me out, but this is totally legal to create an LLC. I own 98%. I pay, and she owns too, and I pay all the taxes on the income that she creates. Well, the business is willable. So she's the only of the three children that has an interest and is involved. It was kind of fun how her team came up with this idea that she could be a part of my Juice Plus team.
That's so wonderful.
So she does. She does great customer care, and she's, you know, sends me texts, sends me, you know, we need to talk to so-and-so. She does a good job just on her own. And people really like it when she calls them and lets them know that their orders are going to ship. It's really sweet. But
yes.
So the other thing that you can do, and this is what I really want to encourage people about. I don't care whether you, this is the value of having a business outside of a 9-to-5 that you own. And you can fund IRAs, you can fund simple IRAs. I was in a BNI group and the financial person in that group told me about a simple IRA. And I just started putting $100 a month in it initially, you know, before, you know, my team grew and my income grew. And she can get all of that because she's the one who's in the LLC. And she's the one who works the business. So it's willable to her when I'm gone. She gets the health insurance and she can be the beneficiary of, I always get Roth. I think it's a Roth. So I fully funded a Roth and a simple last year. So, you know, I'm kind of about leaving a legacy. I want that legacy to be something where people will say, I'm so glad I met her because she helped me so much. Right. But I also want to leave a legacy for my family. And I don't want the other children to have more responsibility than other children in a family would have. So this has turned into a wonderful thing for her.
Well, it is a win-win for sure. And so as we wrap up the show, Carolyn, how may people contact you? Do you have an email that they can reach out to you and talk to you more about Juice Plus? There will be listeners and, you know, that may be going through some challenging times and they're looking for the same type of answer that you were looking for back quite a few years ago. And so do you have an email address that they may
I do.
Okay, let's.
So I'm gonna give you a different one than I did the other day because it's a little shorter. It's called C for Carolyn Russ, R-U-S-S, JP at Gmail. healthylivinghealth.com. You can find me on Facebook. I have a healthy living group that's kind of fun that people are a part of. And sometimes it's customers and sometimes it's just people who want to learn about healthy living. And mm-hmm. we have fun with that. It's kind of a, you know, just a free ad for people.
And what's the name of the Facebook group?
It's called Vitality.
Okay. And Vitality.
This month we're focusing on gratitude.
Wonderful. Do you feel that you've been called?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't a calling I was looking for, I have to say.
No.
But, you know, I just, well, that's where the lemonade out of lemons comes from.
Right.
I just believe that things happen to us in our lives that we may not have expected, may not have wanted. And they're the kinds of things that can really scare you. But yes. I think with faith, you can turn those things around. I think, I forget what the word you used was, repurpose them for good. And I think that that's what God does in our lives. So absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. And I really do feel that you've been called. You helped yourself, you helped your daughter, and now you're helping other people. What extraordinary discovery have you found in your life, Carolyn?
Well, I think I have found, I used to be extremely fearful.
Okay. A lot of people are fearful.
Yeah. And so I don't know what kind of story I would have had without these kinds of things to share. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I guess it never occurred to me that fruits and vegetables would be a part of my life story. Or, I mean, that's so simple.
Yes.
It's too simple. And so we make it complicated, but that's what was given to me. So nobody ever thinks that they're going to have a disabled child. I mean, we were a very ordinary family. We were just, at that time, initially, you know, we had two kids, loving life. We did preschool and what everybody does when they have kids.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden that changed, but, and that was a really fearful time, and breast cancer was a really fearful time. Yes. But I think sometimes you just have to trust that things happen for a reason, and you can either fight it or you can embrace it. And so I still don't think of myself as being extraordinary. I think of myself as being faithful to what I was called to.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. And also you're able to leave a legacy, which is also a wonderful thing as well.
Yeah, I just would have never dreamed of any of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some things that happen in our life that we don't have a chance to dream it up ahead of time. It just happens. And resiliency, like you have, are the ones who end up being feeling that they've been gifted, actually, instead of the other way around.
Well, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. It's been incredible talking to you again. It's been wonderful learning about Juice Plus and what it's done for your family and what it continues to do to other families. And I really implore the listeners to reach out to Carolyn. If you're going through some health issues or know someone that is, she'll lead you on the right track. And so her email is C as in Carolyn, Russ, R-U-S-S, J-P at gmail.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Carolyn.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was wonderful.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Theme song for the Rhonda Grant Show, Sun on the Water, is composed and performed by my friend John Park Wheeler. This is Rhonda Grant with the Rhonda Grant Show, author of Magical Forces Within, Extraordinary Discoveries in an Ordinary Life, inviting you to look for the magical forces within yourself today and every day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in to the Rhonda Grant Show with your host, Rhonda Grant. If you would like to find out more information about Rhonda and her upcoming guests and the work that she does, go to her website, rhondagrantauthor.com. That's rhondagrantauthor.com.